सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति
शान्ति
शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय विश्वोत्पत्यादिहेतवे तापत्रय विनाशाय श्रीकृष्णाय वयं नमः।
सो वी आर इन चैप्टर 15 ऑफ कैंटो 3। प्राजापत्यं तु तत्तेज परतेजो हनंदिति दधार वर्षाणी सतम संकमाना सुरार्दनात्। Previously we have seen Diti has pressurized Kashyap for a union at a wrong time, and Kashyap, whatever Diti said, he accepted. After that Diti felt very bad and told Kashyap, this is really something bad I have done. Then he said what is going to come, that also he said. That two asur will be born, but one thing good will be there, that the Lord will come to kill them. And these two asurs, they will trouble all devatas. So Diti never wanted that. My children will trouble devata. He didn't want that. Therefore, dadhar varsani satam, 100 years he kept them in womb. But that tej, that power of Prajapati, of Kashyap, was so strong, partejohanam, it was hurting the tej or the power of other devatas. Although they have not come out, but their power was so strong that even the devata's son, his power to give light was also started reducing. And it so happened, the people were not able to differentiate between day and night. It was all dark. When all was dark, what happened? Devata ka business band ho gaya. No karmakand. Karmakand can happen only in daytime. The tithi, din and all the time is to be calculated. So there is no difference between day and night. Therefore, the people are not doing karmakand. So all devata went to Brahmaji. You know everything. You tell me what has happened, do something. Then after that, Brahmaji said, Mansa ye me suta yusmat purvaja sankade. My putra, my sons, how were they born? Mansa, mind born. Just by sankalp, I should have child. Ho gaya? Mansa put, sanak, sanat, sanandan, sanatan. And Sanat Kumar, 4. Who are they? Yusmat Purvaja, born before you. All devatas have come before Brahmaji. And Brahmaji is addressing the devata that my poor children, those who are born before you, Cheru, they travel, how? Bihayasa, by sky. Dekho, us time mein bhi plane tha. They traveled. Lok ana lokesu bigatspriya, and bigatspriya, they were beyond all anything desire for any material things and all. See, there is there. Then what happened there? they saw Basanti Yatra Purusha Sarve Vaikuntha Murtaya. Basanti, there live all the Purus like how Vaikuntha Murtaya Chaturbhuj. All residents there in Vaikuntha are four armed. Then all this, what are the things available there? We have all discussed earlier. All types of birds and the flowers and the trees. About the Lakshmiji also we have seen. Then we saw in verse number 23, Yat na brajanti aghavido rachananuvada srunavanti ye anya visyaha kukatha matigni yastu surta hat vaigai nribhi aptasara tan tan chipanti asarnesu tamasu hantaha. It was said, yat na brajanti. Yat means there, if nobody is listening to the Bhagavad Katha and don't want to go to the Vaikuntha, Rachananuvada, and don't listen to the creation and the narration of that. Survanti anya visya, and they listen to anya visya. Anya visya means other than Vaikuntha, other than Vishnu, other than Bhagwan. What is that? Kukatha. One is Sukatha. If you are listening to Bhagavad, then it is Sukatha. If you are not listening to anything which is not related to God, that is Kukatha. So what we do whole life? Are we listening Sukatha or Kukatha? If you listen to Kukatha, your vasana increases, mind becomes impure. If you listen to Sukatha, the mind becomes pure. Simple mathematics there. So Anya Vishya, if you are thinking about Anya Vishya, means OIT. You are not thinking about the Lord. Then it is Kukatha. Matigni, you are killing your own intelligence. Matigni. Yastu Shruta Hat Vaigai Nribhi Apta Sara. And listening to that Kukatha, Shruta Hat Bhaga. Here Vedvyasi says he is Hat Bhaga, he is unfortunate. Who is listening to Kukatha? Atasara, he has taken away the values of life. If you are reveling in the world, there are no values. Where is truth? There is no truth, no honesty. So all the values are also taken away. Then what happens? Tan, tan, such person. Chipanti asarnesu, those who are not surrendered to Lord. Sarnesu, those who have surrendered. Asarnesu, those who have not surrendered. Chipanti, they are thrown. Where? Tamasuhanta, in the darkest place. In the tamas, they are thrown. In the dark place, they are thrown. In the dark place, thrown means you are on the cycle of birth and death continuously. So what should we learn from this? Should we listen to Kukatha or Sukatha? Then he say, ye abhyartitam apicha nirgatim prapanna jnanam cha tatta visam sa dharma yatra naradhanam bhagvato vitaranti mamusya sammohita abhitataya bata mayayate. Ye abhyartimitam api, this is desired by even Lord, gods. What? This nirgati prapanna, the human form, cha na by us. By us, Brahmaji is telling all the devatas that this human form we also desire. Why do you desire? Only in human form it says, jnanam cha tatta visam sa dharma yatra. You can come to know about the spiritual knowledge, jnanam, tat dharma, religious rites and all that. Devata also wanted. Why devata wanted? Devatas also don't know Brahman. They are not realized. They have got the knowledge and power, but they are not mukta. They are not liberated. They are given some power, that's all. Jnanam cha tatta visam sa dharma yatra. Achha, why the jnanam is not happening to devata? In Katho Upanishad you will find. Once there was a battle between Asura and Devatas, and Devata won, and they threw parties. Jeet gaye hum log. At that time, that Brahma, he came. He came in one form, yaksha form. And then Devata very Indra said, what is this? Who has come? We have not invited him. He is present here, yaksha. So he sent first whom? The fire god. Jao pata karke aao, who is that? Who has come? The fire god has gone there, asking, who are you? Then that yaksha said, first you tell me, who are you? He says, you don't know, I am Agni Devata, I can burn anything. Then yaksha took a blade of grass, and our Gurudev used to say there was a dew drop on it. He put it on in front of him, okay, burn it. With all its power, Agni Devata could not burn it. The dew drop was also there. He went away. Then more powerful than Agni is Vayu Devata. Then Vayu Devata was sent, according to hierarchy. Now, suppose there is a problem, first you send your deputy, then you send your minister, then ultimately prime minister will go. So Vayu Devata went there. Vayu Devata also said his introduction, I am Vayu Devata, I can throw away everything, sab uda ke le jayenge. Bole chalo, move this grass. So Vayu Devata also, he tried his best, he could not move that grass also, he went back. Then Indra thought there is something wrong. Indra himself went there to inquire. The moment he reached there, he saw yaksha, but by that time Uma has come. Yaksha has gone and Uma there. And he inquired, who was he? Uma told him that he was yaksha, he was Brahman. So devatas also don't know Brahman. They also don't know truth. Once you know the truth, there is no question of. Devatas also. So Devata want. Achha, why they don't get knowledge there? Dekho, so long you are happy even on this planet, you don't go to temple. Do you go? Jab maja hi maja hai, you are getting everything, whatever you desire. You have got no wish list. Will you go to temple? No. Similarly, they are happy there. Always in sukha. And we have seen the swarga description earlier also, everything is there. All material things are available. Now there will be a description of the, they all bhakta have got their own plane, aeroplane. Abhi aayega. So they are happy there. They have not experienced any sorrow. It is only when we get sorrow, we become sorrowful, then we start thinking, are, why this world? Why I am doing what I am doing? Why this to me? All this question comes. So only the human form, only one form in human form, you can get the truth. In all other forms, you cannot get it. Jnanam cha tattva visham sa dharma yatra. So jnanam and the religious principles also you come to know. Na arahadanam bhagavato virantiya musya sammohita abhitataya vatamayate. But if you don't worship, na aradhana, aradhana, no worship, na aradhana. If you don't worship it, Bhagwan, Vitaranti means perform, Amusya means Lord, Sammohita, you are deluded. Mohita, deluded. What is moha? Not knowing a thing as it is moha. Sammoha? Samyak rupena, fully deluded. What is our delusion? This world is real. Ye rahega mere saath mein. My body will remain with me always. World is real. And Atman or Brahman, since I don't see, it is not there. This is general understanding. This body is Atma, we all say. So, Sammohita Vitataya Bhata. Vitataya means it is deluded by the all-pervading Lord by his Maya Sakti. by Maya Shakti, it is all perfect. Now the question comes, can I go to Vaikuntha? We all want to go to Vaikuntha, is it not so? Kaise jayenge? At that point, we left in our last lecture. So we'll start from there today.
Yachya prajanta nimisha mishabhanuvritya dure yamayu parinas prihaniya shila vartur mitha suyasasa kathanuraga vaiklavya vaspakalaya pulakikritangaha.
Here it is said, yachya, yat means Vaikuntha, Brajanti go, who goes there? Anamisa Devata, Rishabha Anubritya, Rishabha means sheep, following footsteps. So if we follow the footsteps of the sages and saints, how they reach there, like Sanakadi has already reached there. And all the people residing there, they are all devotees. They all have reached there. Where from they have gone? From this planet. From this planet, they have gone there. One Mahatma said, where is this planet? So it is said, last evening also I was telling you, the end of this cosmos, if you want to travel, it will take you 40,000 light years. After that is the spiritual world. But Sanakadi, they have reached there. Following the footstep, dure yama, such bhakta, yamaraj is dur, is far away. They are not under the control of yamaraj. Dure yama, uparina, spranahi, sila. They have got the good qualities, sila, they have the good qualities. And us, we also desire this thing. Bhartu mitha, bhartu lord. Mitha means they talk to each other. Suyasa, glories of the Lord. Katha anuraga, discourse. Katha means discourse. Anuraga, they are attracted to it. Vaiklavya, when they listen to it, they get into a skasi. Vaiklavya. And vaspakalaya. Vaspakalaya means tears in your eyes. Pulakit, pulakikrit angaha. Pulakikrit, horripilation. So when these things happens to you, you know you are very close. What is these three things? When you listen to katha, these things have vaiklabya, skasi comes. Or the tears start flowing automatically. Or horripilation is there. Then you know you are very close to that Lord. Very close to that. So how that will happen, that is to be seen. In this canto itself, in chapter 25, in verse number 21, 22, 23, and 24, Kapil Bhagwan is giving upadesh. He's teaching to his own mother, Devoti. There he says, who is a sadhu? Earlier we have seen Rishabha. Rishabha means? Rishi, sadhu. How sadhu reaches there? Now it is said. What are the qualities of this sadhu? It is said, titikshavaha. Titikshava means tolerant. Have you heard this word, titiksha? In Tattvabodh it has come. Why titiksha is needed? Up and down will come. You have to act as a shock observer. While we are driving, there will be potholes also, there will be bumps also. So what is the job of shock observer? It will make your ride smooth. The ups and downs will come definitely. Why it will come? Because of our karma. Because of our karma. If we have taken human form, so 50% papa, 50% punya. Punya will give you sorrow. Joy, punya will give you joy, pap will give you sorrow. So if we get pap or sorrow, that means I have done something wrong in past. It always has to be in the past. Can it be in future? No. Because the karma fall will come only after you have done karma. So this will continuously come. So if suppose you get something and you start enjoying, next moment you will get something bad, you start crying. The whole life you do like that, crying, laughing, kya maja hai? So you have to have titiksha. Karunikaha, you should be merciful. Toward other, you must have emotion. But don't become emotional. If someone is suffering, you should have emotion. Yes, he is suffering, I should help him. But don't at the same time start crying. Wo ro raha hai, to hum bhi rona shuru kar de. No, not like that. Karunikaha. Suhrid sarvadehi naam. Suhrid, friendly. Sarvadehi naam. Not with the human form. All types of beings. Suhrid, friendly. Even to ants, animals, insects, sabko. Suhrid dehi naam. Ajat satravah. Ajat sarvata. No enmity with anybody. No satru. Now you think of how many satru we have got. Ajat satru. But the sadhu has got no satru. Santaha. They are peaceful. How are we? Asant. Always agitated. How will you get santi? When you get into the sattva-gun. If you are in the rajogun and tamogun, it will be asanti. And many times, perhaps in each lecture I say, this is manufacturing defect, we are born with rajogun and tamogun. And Lord wants us that you should come to sattva-gun. So for that we have to put in effort. By effort, we have to come to sattva-gun. Santa, sadhava. Who is the sadhu? Who abides in scriptures? Sadhava means abiding in the scripture. Whatever scripture says, it must true. I will follow scriptures. Sadhava. And sadhu bhushana, adorned with the sublime characteristics. They respect other sadhu also. They have got the bhushan, sublime characteristics. Then says, mai annena bhavena bhaktim kurvanti ye dridham. Dridham means firm. They are doing bhakti, they worship me, mai to me. How? Ananya bhavena. Ananya bhavena. Without diverting mind on any other thing. Mind is focused only one Lord. Ananya bhav, no otherness. Mai ananya bhavena bhaktim kurvanti. They do bhakti. How is that bhakti? Dridha bhakti. It's not like that I have gone to Lord Ganesha and my desire is not fulfilled, now I am going to his father, Lord Shiva. Not like that. Dridha bhakti. Mai ek aadmi ko pakad ke rakhna hai. Mat krite takta karmani. For my sake, mat krite, for my sake, he leaves all karma. No more karma. You see, karma is required for purification. When the mind is purified, after that no karma is required. No karma is required. For a realized person, there is no question of going to temple, doing japa, going to Tirth Brahman, or taking a dip in Ganges. He has crossed that stage. His mind is purified, he has got the knowledge, now he is realized. Why should he start again? But if he wants, he can do it. But there is no compulsion. Mat krite taktam karmani tyakta swajana bandhava. And he has also renounced swajan, apne aadmi, bandhava, all the relatives also. Sab chod diya. I have quoted many times Thakur Ramakrishna used to say, whenever you are in the family, in the household, serve your mother, father, brother, sister, children and everybody. But man hi man jano, ye tumhare koi nahi hai. Have I said this many times? See, takta swajan bandhava. You have to renounce. Takta actually is not physical renunciation. Attachment is to be removed. Attachment is to be removed. Then madasraya, madasraya, they delight in me. Madasraya, they are under my shelter. Kathamrishta, they delight in katha. They love katha. Kathamrishta. Srinavanti kathayanti cha. Srinavanti, they listen. Kathayanti, they speak. So whenever they are in the company of other sadhu, they will listen to their experience of Bhagwan and they will tell their own experience to other. Srinavanti kathayanti cha. Tapanti vividastapa naitan. These vividastap, the miseries of the world, they don't give any suffering to them. Tapanti vividastapa na etan. These suffering don't give any problem to that sadhu. Madgatchesa. What is the characteristic of that sadhu? Madgatchesa. His chetas, his mind is always in me. Where is our mind? Other than Lord. Our mind is not here. Our mind is always here. But here the sadhu is matgatchesa. He always thinks about the Lord only. Taete sadhava sadhvi. Sadhvi here means devuti. Kapil Bhagwan is telling to devuti, oh sadhvi. That means when he is addressing his mother as a sadhvi, that means you have got these qualities. Taete sadhava sadhvi sarva sangha vivarjita. They have got no sangha, no attachment. Sarva sangha vivarjita. No sang, no attachment. Okay. How they got it? Sangas tesu te prarthaya sangha dos harahite. Sangas tesu te prarthaya. You should also seek this. He is telling to Devati what you have to do. You have to do sangas tesu. You have to do satsang with such person who has got these qualities. Sangas tesu prartha, sangha dosara. Once you go into their company, what will happen? Your attachment will also go away. Bhaj Govindam. Satsangatve nishangam. Ho gaya ki nahi? Same thing is said here. When you go and associate with sadhus, do satsang. How are the sadhus? Sarva sangha vivarjita. They don't have any attachment. When I go and attend their lectures, what will happen? They will also tell me what are the shortcomings of your attachment. We are all attached to the OET. What are the shortcomings? They will tell us. And if you are attached to this, they will tell us what are the benefits. When we judge that, what will happen? I will also disassociate from this and will associate with this. So when I come to know from sadhu the nature of the world, what is the nature of the world? Is it changing and perishable? And what we are doing? We are trying to make it permanent. We are trying to make it permanent. Mera ghar rehna chahiye for 7 generations. This body should stay young. Or nahi aage bolenge. To make it young, what we do, we all know. So this will not happen. So what you have to do? You have to learn the nature of world. You have to learn about the nature of your true self. And slowly, slowly, you distance yourself from world. This is vairagya based on vivek, based on knowledge. That vairagya will stay. Sangastute prartha, sangha dos arahite. Then only you will come to know the truth. This is a lakshan. At one place. In Canto 5, you will find. At another place it is said, chapter 18, verse number 12, Yasya asti bhakti bhagavati akinchina sarva gunais tatra samasate sura. Yasya asti, one who has got what? Bhakti, devotion. Devotion to what? Bhagavat. Akinchina. without demanding anything from the Lord. We do bhakti and we trade with the Lord. We don't believe Lord also. We go to the temple, mera kaam hoga tab puja denge. Is it not so? I am doing your puja, you give me this. No, aisa nahi. You first give me the result. Then after that I will come and do the puja for you. So here it is akinchana, without demanding anything. Niskam bhakti. We also do the bhakti, but our bhakti is here. OET. That bhakti is called asakti, attachment. We also love. We don't love Lord, we love OET. Sarva gunai tatra samasate suraha. And sarva gunai, all guna will come. Samasate, they stay. Suraha, and he is devta. All devic gun will come and stay with him. If we start with one value, other values will automatically start coming. So our effort should be, you cultivate one. Other will automatically follow. But the effort is to put one, put for the first one. Harau abhaktasya. Now what happens to the person who is not bhakta? Harau abhakta. Who is not a bhakta. Kuto mahadguna. Where he will get the guna? Mahadguna. You will not get this guna. Manorathe asati dhavato bahi. Manorath asati. He revels in the bahi. Bahi means OET. Bahar. Lord is inside. World is outside. Bahi. What this person does is manorath, fancy thinking, fanciful thinking. Manorath dhavato bahi, he always runs outside. This is our biography. Manorathe dhavate bahi. Here Mahatma says, all the deities along with all virtues attend upon him who has wholehearted and motiveless devotion to the Lord. If our bhakti is without any kamana, then all guna will come to us. But a person who is always moving amidst the objects of the senses and has no longing for the Lord, how can the endowed with any great virtues as benevolence, enlightenment, renunciation and the like? If you are going to object, emotions and thought, if you are going to the world, where will I get all these things? It will never come to me. Just as water is what sustains the life of a fish, so is the Bhagavan Sri Hari, the very sustenance of all embodied beings. Nothing should be therefore be dearer to them than he. If you understand this, that the Atman is the source of everything. Without that Atman, we can't do anything. So who is our permanent relative? Atman. In our all past life, this Atman was with us. All our relatives present, they were not there. In the future, they will not be there. So we neglect the permanent relative and we give more importance to temporary relatives. If men who are forgetful of this and are attracted to their homes, relatives and possessions are nonetheless called great because of their worldly position, such estimation of them is mere a convention. Just as in regard to a married couple, it is a convention to consider the elder partner, the husband, as superior merely because of his age. Examples given in Bhagavatam. Therefore, now is the niskarsh, conclusion. Therefore, abandon the worldly life, the sphere of repetitive experience of life and death. If you revel in the world, it will give you the repetitive cycle of birth and death. And the source of all miseries, we have seen many times. Who gives us sorrow? Atma. Anatma gives us sorrow. See? And the source of all miseries arises from the restlessness, attachment. These are the things which gives us misery. Restlessness, attachment, anxiety, anger, desire, pride, fear, sickness, and worry, and let men take shelter at the feet of Narasimha, where he will find a veritable heaven of peace and security. So if we want to be bhakta, first thing is that you have to distance yourself from all this. Then only you can come here. Okay. So this is what is written in Bhagavatam. Now come to Bhagavad Gita. In Bhagavad Gita you will find the lakshans of a bhakta given at many places. First you will find in chapter 2 of Bhagavad Gita where sthita pragya lakshans are given. Prajahati yada kaman sarvan partha manogatan. Starting from there, all the verses are there. When the desires are all gone. Then comes in the chapter 12 of the Bhagavad Gita also, you will find all details of qualities of bhakta starting from verse number 12 through 20. But before that, Lord says, Mayeva mana adatva, mai buddhi nivesaya, nivasyasi mayeva ata urdham na sansaya. There is no doubt. Sansaya, no doubt. If you can give me your mind and intellect, if the mind and intellect is absorbed in the Lord, you will be staying in me. There is no doubt about that. So for that, what is required? That he gives the whole list of all the qualities. Advesta sarva bhutanam. There should not be any dvesh, hatred to any bhuta. Sarva bhutanam. Then maitra, be friendly. Karuna, those who are going toward the Lord, have a maitri with them. Be friendly. And karuna, there are two type of people in this world. One following the path of devotion, other not following the path of devotion. Those who are following the path of devotion, unse kya karo? Maitri, be friend to them. And what about the other population, 99.9% are reveling into the world. Unko kya? Karuna. Karuna, compassionate. These people are ignorant, they don't know. They are reveling that side. Karuna. Evacha nirmama, absence of I and mine. We always say nirmama, nirahankara, absence of ego. Sama dukkha sukham and equipoise in sukh and dukkha. Chami, forgiveness. Santushta, always contented. Satatam yogi, continuously you are united. Yatatma, controlled your senses, mind and senses. Dhrida nischaya, and you have got a firm abidance in that. Mai arpit manobuddhi. Earlier also said, again Lord is saying, Mai arpit manobuddhi. Man or buddhi should be in me. Where is our man buddhi? Even when sometimes we are sitting in satsang, our man and buddhi is outside somewhere. Mai arpit manobuddhi. Mad bhakta, become my bhakta. Sa me priya, that bhakta is priya to me. So this way he has given many, many qualities here. In the last he says, Yetu dharma mratam midam yathoktam parupasate sraddhana matparma bhaktaste ativa me priya. But this bhakta is very priya to me. Other are priya. But the last one is ativa priya. Very dear to me. Who after studying this has started his journey? Ati priya. Bhagwan jante hain. Suppose you have got three children. Two are elder. Younger one is just started walking. Your attention is on whom? The one, the elder one or the youngest? Started walking. Your attention is always there. Girt nahi jayega. You help. Similarly, the Lord gives more attention to the person who has started journey toward him. He is very dear. Then in chapter 13 of Bhagavad Gita also you will find Amanitam, Adhimbittam, Ahinsa, Chanti, Arjavam, Acharya, Upasanam, Sautam, Sthairam, Atma, Vignara. All these is said, etad jnanam iti prutam ajnanam tadvanyatha. All the qualities are given. This is knowledge. If you cultivate these values, this is knowledge. This will take you to knowledge immediately. Ajnanam yadato anyatha. And if you don't have all these things, then that is ajnan. 13. Then in 16, chapter 16, there are other guna written here. Abhayam sattva sansuddhi, jnana yogi bhavasthiti. Abhayam, fearlessness. These are our qualities. What is our goal? Our goal is to reach Vaikuntha. So I am trying to give you the qualities given in different places. It is one and same. One and same. You will find all common things here. Abhayam, fearlessness. Abhay is, you know, is the means, and the abhay is the goal also. Because Brahman is abhay. Why it is abhay? Bhay means fear. Abhay means no fear. Why fear comes? When there are two. How many Brahmans are there? So will you be fearful or fearless? Fearless. So fearlessness state is our goal. And abhayam, this is a quality. You have to practice fearlessness. And you reach to that state, fearless. Satta sansuddhi, purity of mind. Purity of mind. What are the impurities of mind? Kaam, krodh, lobh, moh, mad, matsara. So we have to purify our mind. Many times, 100 times I have said, there are only 2 steps for realization. Number one, purity of mind. Second, knowledge. Jnana yoga vyavasthiti, steadfast in the yoga of knowledge, danam, charity. This is Lord is saying, danam, we have to do danam. But when somebody goes from the mission, danam, damascha, damascha means sam dam, control of senses. Yajnascha, sacrifices, swadhyaya, study of shastra, tapa, austerity, arjavam, straightforwardness. What is this straightforwardness? Kaya vacha mansa, one line. People think something, speak something else, and will do just opposite. Arjavam means straightforward. Straightforward, whatever I am thinking, I will speak that, I will do that. That is arjavam. Ahimsa, harmlessness, satyam. Satyam means truth. Akrodha, absence of anger. Tyaga, renunciation. Santi, peace. Apaisunam, absence of crookedness. Very important. Mainly in ladies, when they assemble, they always criticize other, you know. Topic is paisunam. Daya, compassion. Bhutesu, all of daya bhutesu. You should have a daya. Kindness to all bhuta, all beings. All uluptam, non-covetousness. Mardavam, gentleness. Re, modesty. Achapalam, absence of fickleness. Teja, vigor. Chama, forgiveness. Dhriti, fortitude. Saucham, purity. Adroha, absence of hatred. Atimanita, no overpride. No overpride. Bhavanti sampadam daivim abhijatasya bharata. This is daivi sampatti. O Arjun, this is for the people who are born. This is daivi sampatti. Kya milega daivi sampatti se? Lord says, daivi sampatti vimochaya. You will get mukti. Mukti from what? From the cycle of birth and death. You will reach that state. After that, no question of birth and death. Daivi sampatti vimochaya. And nibandhaya asuri mata. If you have got something other than this, asuri. What is asuri? Asuri says, dambha, darpa, abhimanascha, krodha parushyam evacha, ajnanam cha abhijatasya, partha sampada sampadam asurin. This is asuri sampatti. Six qualities are asuri. Devi sampatti, 26. So if we have these sampattis, then we can get a visa for entry into Vaikuntha. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, there are 26 qualities mentioned here. It said he is very kind to everyone. See, you will find all the similar thing, kind to everyone. He does not make anyone his enemy. We have seen ajat satru, no enemy of sadhu, same thing. He is truthful, satyam. He is equal to everyone. He knows the Atman in everything is one and same, equal to everyone. No one can find any fault in him. No fault in him. He is magnanimous. Magnanimous? Mind or his heart is very big. Magnanimous. He is mild. He is always clean. Clean means saucham. Saucham. He is without possessions. Aparigraha. Without any possessions. He works for everyone's benefit. He is very peaceful, santaha. He is always surrendered to Krishna, samarpan. He has no material desires, prajahati yada kaman. No desire, material desires. He is very meek. He is steady, sthairyam. He controls his senses, sama and dama. He does not eat more than required. Sadhana panchakam. What is that? Chud vyadi chikitsyam. Chud vyadi. Hunger. Hunger is also a disease, you know. Cannot be cured. Till you are living, you have to eat three times. And bhikshas also the bhikshatam. You take like a bhiksha, like a ausadhi you take to keep the body running. He is not influenced by the Lord's illusory energy, maya, not. Earlier we have seen those who are not reveling, those who are reveling in world, they are all influenced by the power of maya of Lord. And he is not influenced by the illusory energy. He offers respect to everyone. He does not desire any respect for himself. He is very grave, he is merciful, he is friendly, he is poetic, he is expert, he is silent. Silent does not mean he has taken mauna vrata, no. Mauna means controlled speaking is mauna. When required you speak, otherwise don't speak. Because you waste energy. Mauna. So these are the qualities. If we cultivate these qualities, we can reach there in Vaikuntha. You see, the good qualities of a person are appreciated in the material world also. If a person is honest, he is respected. In the material world also, this is appreciated. Qualities of Devta are higher than that of material world. Brahmaji confirms only Bhakta with such quality can enter Vaikuntha. Who is saying? Brahmaji is saying. To whom? To other Devtas. If you have got these qualities, you can enter into Vaikuntha. Ab jana hai to kisko karna hai? Kaam karna hai, so you all have to do that.
Tadvishva gurvadhi kritam bhuvanikavandham divyam vichitra vibhuta gravimana sochihi apu paramudam apurvamupaita yoga mayavalena munayas tadatho vikuntham.
Tadvishva guru, tad means that. We are talking about that Adi Purus, the first one, Narayan. He is Vishwa Guru. We call Lord Krishna also Jagat Guru. But here it is said the one who is the ancient one is the Vishwa Guru. Adikritam, predominated, Bhuvanai ekabandhyam. Bhuvana, on this planet. Ekabandhyam. Only one is worshipful. In this whole world, that one is only worshipful. Ekabandhyam. How is that? Dibhyam. He is spiritual. And vichitra vividagra. And decorated by bhakta. Vichitra, decorated. How? Vividagra, by the bhakta. By what? Biman. The bhakta has got biman. They don't have to buy. They are given by Lord. Biman. How is that biman? Sochi, illumined. The biman is also illuminated by Lord himself. So you don't have to go and put the gas and all that things. Nothing is required. Even our saint and sages, they knew. They made Pushpak Viman and the whole family, drawing room, dining room and all that. Now they make like that, na? Or President of US, Air Force One. So it has got different compartments and all those things. So they also have the same thing. Apuhu param mudam apurvamete yoga maya balena muniha tato vikuntam. Muniya, the sages. Which sages? They are talking about the four sages. Sanak Sanandan, Sanatan, Sanat Kumar. Apo, they attend, they have reached there. Apo, they have reached there. Sanak Sanandan, Sanatan, Sanat Kumar, they have reached. How far is that place? 40,000 light years away, they have reached. Apo. Parammudam, and after seeing that Vaikuntha, Parammudam, they are experience great happiness. Bahut khush hue dekh ke. Paramudam. Apurvam, unprecedented. Never seen before like that. Upetya yoga maya balena. Upetya yoga maya balena. They have got it. How? Yoga maya. Ashtanga yoga. We have seen Ashta Siddhi. By that Siddhi, you become small. Hanumanji became like a mosquito while entering into Lanka, Siddhi. Then he becomes sometimes very heavy, nobody can lift. So by that Ashtang Siddhi, you can reach there. Balena munaya tado vikuntham. And that munaya means Sanak Sanandan, Sanatan and Sanat Kumar, vikuntham, they have reached that Vishnu Lok. So here it is said that Narayan Hari is one without second. One. And there is nobody greater or equal to him. This is also implied in the material world or the spiritual world. Bhuvanaika Bandham, only worshipful in three worlds. On this planet, interspace and swarga. He is the only one who is worshipful. And the airplanes are self-illuminated and piloted by great bhakta. The great bhakta they get. Achha, you will find later on, these bhakta with their wife, they go there, no? So don't think the spouse is an obstacle. With spouse you will go there. All material things are available in Vaikuntha. But they are divine, give bliss and are eternal. All material things are there, but those are all eternal, dibya. They don't modify. Sanat Kumar became very happy because it is not inhabited by ordinary people. So when you go in this world, a sadhu goes, he will meet most of asadhu. 99% are asadhu here. But here the sadhu, when he goes to the Vaikuntha, what he will find? All sadhu. Is it not so? Unless you are sadhu, unless you have got the good quality, you cannot go to Vaikuntha. So those who are residing in Vaikuntha, and suppose you go there, so what you will find? Sadhu or asadhu? All sadhu will be there. So Sanat Kumar became very happy because it is not inhabited by ordinary people. Bhakta reached this place by their mystic power of yoga, Ashta Siddhi, by Ashtang Yoga. So these Sanat Sanandan and Sanatan, they have Ashta Siddhi. So once Durvasa travelled all Loka and went to the spiritual sky to meet Sri Hari. Durvasa comes in the Puran also. Durvasa went to meet Sri Hari. So how he got there? By his Siddhi he got there. So by yoga we can reach that state. Vikuntham. And after that what happens? These Sanat Kumaras, they experience some obstruction. They have reached there. Now they will find some obstruction. What is that obstruction? We'll see in our next class. Somebody check them at gate. Om Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha.